Last.
Yeah.
Ittham bhagavato gopya srutva vachah supeshalah jahur virajam tapam tando tadango upachitashishah. First we, I'm telling about Vaishnava Jiva Goswami in brief. He is telling that in this Ras Lila, especially in this chapter, Sukadeva Goswami is telling Mahatma or Mahima, Mahima means glorifying this Ras Lila, and telling that gopis are so much
exalted.
Then even Lakshmi, Rukmini Saptabhama, and all kinds of Lakshmi. What to tell goddesses Aspara and worldly beautiful ladies. And he is telling that Ras Lila is best pastime of Krishna and gopis. Anywhere described in Vedic books, epics, Upanishads, Qurans, anywhere this pastime Ras Lila is not explained as Sukadeva Goswami has explained in this Bhagavata. Especially it is not worldly lust. Krishna is master of Atmaram and Atmakam. Gopis are more Atmaram and Aptakam than Krishna also. Krishna has some wishes for himself to taste, but gopis had no taste at all, no smell of taste. Then when we think about Krishna, Krishna is more superior than gopis. And when we see gopis, then it seems that gopis are more superior than Krishna. Who is superior? It cannot be decided. Not anyone can decide forever. Krishna only wants the happiness of gopis, and gopis wants the happiness of Krishna. They are told also that this Ras Lila is Vijay. Vijay means
victory
upon calm. Brahma, Narad, Indra, Shankar, all were defeated by calm. All defeated. Here in this Ras Lila, it is shown that calm with his whole Sena,
army,
attacked on Krishna. With so many good bumps and everything. But yet, he was defeated. Brahma was defeated in a moment. Shankar was also defeated, not by Kam, but yet by Kam, by Mohini Roop. But Krishna, so pleasant, cool air on the bank of Yamuna, and everything was helpful for Kamdev, and lakhs of Kishori gopis, and but Kam was trying to defeat Krishna and gopis also. But here Kam was fully defeated, because Krishna unko dikhla diya, showed it that he became out of sight, leaving all gopis waiting there. When they were dancing and doing all these things, no bell here, but yet Krishna left them and vanished away. All were praying, but yet to join the rash, but he vanished. So it is defeat of Kam here. Whether this Kam be here, of here this mortal world, or anywhere. Secondly, Rasleela is the best Leela of Krishna pastime, that he fulfills everything of gopis, and gopis fulfill the wishes of Krishna here. And in Rasleela, the Rasleela was going on for a Brahmaratri. No? Brahmaratri. One kalpa. And it finished as if it was in a moment finished. Neither Krishna nor gopis. Anyone could not understand that how it passed away. Bijli nahi hai, chali gayi.
Don't try.
In this Leela, all the past times, what has been described in Govinda Leelamrita or Krishna Bhavanamrita or the books of Krishna Karanamrita, Kavi Karnapu, everything has come out. Everything is there. Hindol Leela, you know? What?
Swing.
Swinging pastimes. Boat. Touring in boat.
Jalkeli.
Jalkeli. Water. What kill?
Water sport.
All. Marriage, false marriage with Lalita, Vishakha, and each gopi. And we cannot imagine even what pastimes have been done in this Leela. So this is combination of all kinds of pastimes of Krishna. So this is best leela, best pastime of Krishna and gopis. It is only for the devotees like Sukadeva Goswami, not for others, to remember. It will come as a chain, this leela, not by trying anything for that. We will try, but this leela will not come. But for them, as a chain, it will come. So, it is for the devotees, for remembrance, like Sukadeva Goswami, like devotees like Shankar, devotees like Parvati, and devotees like more advanced than them. Uttam Mahabhagavatam. It will not come in Kanishta Uttam. They can only try and pray for this leela. Madhyam can something at it will come in their heart. And Uttam Adhikari, it is like chain, it will come. And only those persons who have achieved the prem, they have left this physical body and everything. No smell of any anartha. And having the taste for this, like Rup, Raghunath, and in the shape of Manjaris only, or Sakhi, only they can taste. And they can join this in Ras Leela. Shankar tried for this Leela to enter. Arjun tried, they failed. They were expelled from that place. So we should imagine how this Ras Leela is. So he is telling that Ittham. First word is Ittham. Ittham means like this. Ittham means like this. What this? Like, as he has told in last chapter. What he has told? Supeshalah Bachah Supeshalah Gopis heard the Bachah Supeshalah. Bachah means so sweet words of Krishna. Not only sweet, Supeshalah. Supeshalah means
charming, most charming.
This is outward meaning. Supeshala. In meaning, they have given any word?
Most charming.
This is artificial meaning. Supeshala means to make like this. What is? No words for in English for this word, supeshala. Only you have to understand. Supeshala means you know avahitha. Avahitha, you know? You are not remembering. You know? hidden moods. Or to tell anything, hiding something, but it is more than apparent. I'm so sweet. No? Krishna told them, Gopi, why you came here? This is Supeshalaha. Having so many meanings, one are some hidden, some half unhidden, and some unhidden, so many meanings. Why you came here? What is the meaning? Krishna wants that you should say me frankly, why you have come? You know? Can they say this, why they have come? They cannot. If you are there and Krishna is telling, why you have come? Can you tell why you have come?
No.
This is not a fact that it can be openly told why they have come. Gopis ask Krishna, why you have called? Only they told, why you have called me? Krishna can't tell openly why he has called? He cannot call. Because there are so much hidden mood and facts that anyone cannot say. But both know. Gopis are also knowing and Krishna is also knowing. Why Krishna has called and why they have come. They are silent. And these things are supeshalaha. So sweet, so many meanings, so many things. By hearing this, so many moods are coming like waves, coming and falling, and again coming and falling. So many moods are coming constantly, these moods. Huh? Gopis are thinking, Krishna is telling, Krishna is some muskura rahe, smiling something. Pagadi bane kya tayar? এখানে আসতে পারো, ওখানে বসে যেতে পারো, আর তোমাদের তো 50 বার কার শুনে জায়গা আছে, তুমি বসতে পারো। ও ও কার জন্য জায়গা রান্না করছে? বীজ নাই ও বলে দাও রান্না করো, তুমি চলে আসো, ওখানে আমার কোনো ওয়ার্ড দরকার হলে বলে দিবে। So this is acha. Gopis to ask why you call, but they not told uttering. They told by eyes only. Krishna speaks. They are not answering by mouth, but they are by their posture of face, eyes, and the color of face in changing in this, by love, by affection, all things. Krishna tells, oh, you are silent. Vekana tartali ke bajai chala gyo. Bolo jo dhire dhe. Ato tartali lage galo ho. Then Krishna is telling, oh, you have come to see me. Gopis are somewhat at that and hearing this, try to smile, but they observe in themselves. Why Krishna is
telling all these things. What is it? They are watching the mood of Krishna. Why he is telling so? He is testing me, testing us, or what his idea is. They are watching me. Then Krishna told that, oh yes, you have seen me. Now you should return. You have come comfortably. Swagatam. Swagatam. Why you have come? Oh, I think there must be some disturbance in Braja. That is why you have come upset. Krishna saw and became so pleasant. The ornaments in this necklace was there. And that some of them has one eye's kajal, not in other's kajal. Their belts are dragging in earth. And they were upset. So Krishna is telling that, oh, anything anamayam in Braja. Anamayam means disturbance in Braja. Perhaps any demon has come and disturbed Braja. Is this the fact? Gopis are not telling. Then he asks, we have come to see the beautiful scenery of Prakriti?
Nature.
Oh, Jamuna is flowing so cool breeze. Cuckoos are singing in fifth. Mayus, copy peacocks are dancing. Beli, chameli, jui, kadamba. Mixing all fragrance, coming so sweet. And full moon is covering whole Prakriti, nature. It seems that Prakriti, the moon, is making bath of all these things in his golden light. So you have seen, now you should go. They were silent. Again he told that you should at once return to your homes. No? Because your husband are waiting for you. They have not taken their prasadam. Cocks are crying to take milk, and cows are doing hunkar as milk has not been taken. So they are feeling uneasiness. So you should take one soul. Gopis are only hearing from eyes not far from here. It means, what is the meaning? They are not listening from here, but only hearing from eyes. What Krishna is telling, not going inside. Only they are watching the face and moods of Krishna. These are supesala. These are sweet words of Krishna. Again he told, if you are not going and serving your husband, it will be a very bad scene. In this world also and that world also. the persons will abuse you. And it is certainly a very bad thing. Whether the husband is good or bad, lame or anything, so much poor, he cannot do anything ugly, yet women should serve their husband. All these were done. And they were thinking, these are very sweet. Gopis are thinking, why Krishna is telling so? Moksha are coming and going. These are special vacha. After that, when Uddhava came, Krishna met anyhow to gopis. After that, gopis blamed Krishna that why you told me us to go away. Then Krishna told that, I have not told you, and you have told, what I have told, that to go away, the night is dark. There are so many wildly beasts, and you should serve your husband. Krishna told, slightly he refused, I have not told you. I told Aghor Ratri. No? Aghor Ratri means a lightning night, meaning Purna Chandra. I told, not Ghor, but Aghor I told. And Aghor beasts means a only deer, only
rabbit,
and only my peacocks, kokil are there. I have not told. And I have told you that you should serve your husband. Who is your servant? Husband. Because I am husband of a whole, not only to you, of whole world, whether they should be female, male, beast, anything. I am husband of all. So I only to serve that husband, that myself. So these are superficial words. Again, Krishna told, gopis asked so many questions, 9 questions, 3 questions, you know, gopis asked. What Krishna answered was also superficial, sweet, but crooked words, very pleasant words. No? Krishna told in answer the substance and sar and substance of that only, that I had not gone anywhere leaving you. I cannot leave you. I was with you, but you are not seeing, because you are blind in affection and love. I was there with you to hear you all, but not in front, I was in back, but in back you have no time to see in back and here and there. So I was not anywhere else, I was not oversight, and out of sight, and especially for this act of your kindness, and that is forever. And this only sweet word conquered gopis. Gopis wanted to conquer Krishna. What is the another word? Conquer?
Defeat.
Defeat Krishna. what gopis told. By these words, you have actually defeated us. Because we wanted to defeat you by that you are what?
Akritagga.
Or Guru Drohi. And especially Krishna told the second thing. What? That if anyone loves or not loves, but if anyone loves them, whether sons or daughters or any disciple does not love Gurudev or father and mother, yet they love them. And in this category there are two. What?
Those who are merciful and those who are affectionate like parents.
But you are not affectionate like parent. You are above this. And you are only gopis are in this category. Whether I do love or not, you love me. So I am debtor to you forever. And especially you have, by word, you have agreed. You have confessed that I am ready. So these words are superficial. And hearing these words, Ittam Bhagavato. Bhagavato from Bhagavan, from Bhagavata Krishna. Bhagavataha from Krishna. Here Sukhdev Goswami is telling this word. Gopis are not telling. So Sukhdev Goswami is using this word. Realizing this fact that Krishna is Bhagavan, he is seeing that Krishna has become lakhs and lakhs and thousands of as gopi were. Sukhdev Goswami is feeling in his heart that Krishna became so much. Not like Kayabyuha. In Kayabyuha, if anyone takes hand up, all Kayabyu should hand up. But here Krishna became so much. He is seeing. He was in astonished that what here Krishna is dancing, having hands here. One doing like this, one in other form, lakhs of lakhs Krishna with lakhs gopis in lakhs moves and lakhs kinds of activities doing. So it is not like Kayabyuha. Sukhdev Goswami is not saying that only one Krishna is going to all gopis. No? Because it is Bhagavata. Gopis are not feeling like, Srimati Radhika is not like seeing this. She is saying that, oh, he is with me also and he is with it. When I see towards her, he goes there, he also. So he, Krishna is one. He is not more. If gopis are seeing that Krishna is with all gopis, then it would be Aishwarya. Radhika is saying that when I see all, he sees. But a gopi sees that Krishna is with me only. Not with Radhika, not with other, not with that, not with that. So he became full of Aishwarya. Aishwarya means? But any gopi has no wonder at all, no Mane Gandhavi.
Smell of Gandhavi.
Smell of Gandhavi there. Understanding? So, in wonder he tells, words came out. Bhagavataha. Gopya sutta supeshala. Sukadeva Goswami is seeing as if they are standing before them. No? Why he is saying like though? So? Because he is in samadhi. No? It seems that he has joined Ras. And not joined Ras, but far away he is seeing all these things. Actually. And he was out of his worldly senses then, there. And feeling like so. I am in Vrindavan, I am in the Jamuna,
bank of
Jamuna, and Ras is going on. And see, he is watching and seeing all these things as a fact was going on his eyesight. No? He heard all these things, what I told before, and he saw that all the gopis become so happy, so content they become. Jahau virajam tapam. Jahau means to leave. Jahau. They wash their all taps. Tap means not misery.
Burning
heart. How? By that supesala vacha, so crooked, curved and sweet, charming words. No? Everything came down. Especially by three words. That I am defeated. I cannot be urine.
I cannot be out of debt. I cannot repay you.
This. And I was always with you. When Krishna met them, no? They saw that Krishna has met us. And they were so pleased there. But they had a fear that again Krishna may go. No? Again he can go. But Krishna told that I will never leave you. No? And I was with you. You were not seeing by blinding your eyes by love. You are blind. Premandha. You are premandha. No? So you could not see. So I was not here. They mane unke par vishwas kiya. They had faith. They realized on that now. So that tap also went away. And tap also went away because when they were sitting on the bells of gopis, and one gopi took his hand in their hands, some took his next hand here, some took the feet of Krishna on their heart. Someone getting so much nectar and cold nectar from eyes from a distant place to Krishna. They were doing abhishek, you know.
by sweet eyes moved nectar. And Krishna was smiling some part, and he was seeing from the corner of that gopis by this all the tap went away. They become so pleased. Tada ango upachita ashishaha. Tada anga. Here Krishna anga. Tada anga means Krishna anga. But they took Krishna hands on their body. On their hearts, Krishna feet they took. And it was so sweet and so thanda. Cool, that it made gopis' heart so much cool. So every tap went away by the touching of Krishna anga. It may be that Krishna has what? Embraced them. Anyhow, they have a link with Krishna all angs. And by sweet words, by sweet looking, by his moods, by his confessing, everything, gopis, all kinds of tap went away. And this was ashish of Krishna. Ashish means a
blessing.
Krishna is blessing to gopis by this thing, by words and this. It may be that gopis has given ashish to Krishna, blessing. Why Krishna has called them? To fulfill his wishes? No? So gopi came and fulfilled all the wishes of Krishna in Rash. So here, gopis are giving blessing to Krishna here, and Krishna is taking blessing of gopis. It also denotes by these words. Here also, there are so many things which Jiva Goswami has told, that Jiva Goswami or Krishna, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, both has confessed this fact. We cannot explain all these things. They here realize these facts. But those are some things which cannot be written or cannot be told. So a Rasik Vaishnava praying this pastime, they should pray pastime. Pastime is not only past karma. It is like Swarup Shakti. So it is vyakti or bhav, dono prakar ka hai. It is vyakti means
person and mood, both. Conscious personalities as well as feeling.
Both, no? Understanding? As what our karms, karma, you know, our doings are no personality, even no sachit ananda. But Krishna pastime has personality, and it is called Yogamaya, or it is called Swarup Shakti. It is a vritti of Swarup Shakti, this Rasleela. Vritti, you know?
And one of the gadi, Dokane Samne Dekhi Se Dokan Kudde Vastana.
Kader. Kader gadi, udar gadi, na idar gadi.
Who has a temple or one of the bolo gadi?
You have brought tempo? Up. You have brought any car? They are not closing their shops. So you should keep it. কত টাইম হয়েছে? বারোটা বেজে গিয়েছে। বৃষ্টি মিন্স দ্যাট ইজ মানে সরশক্তি কি বৃত্তি সম্বিত হ্লাদনি স্টেজ নো নো বৃত্তি প্রতি মিন্স লাইক স্বভাব নেচার
নেচার অফ দ্য সরোশ।
So gopis become so pleased and so pleased. Krishna saw that my ambitions is fulfilled. Gopis are now so pleased. Now rush can be done. Why rush was not there? It was stopped by Saubhagya, mother and Man. Saubhagya, mother and man. But now, man has also gone by superficial words, and Saubhagya, mother went by dear staring, and all gopis saw except Radhika saw that Radhika is superior than all. So there, Saubhagya, mother subsided. And Radhika, man was fulfilled. So now Krishna saw that everything has been clear and now rash can be done. Vishwanath Chakravarti is telling nothing more. Everything has been covered up, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Jeev. More than that, you should be satisfied by that.
By their own heart.
Today, चार दिन मैंने नहीं आने दिया। I've given you so much misery by calling you and not explaining all these things. This especially for him, I'm debted because he waited for me for a month there at Puri and here also. And this also. Parsati you are. Now you are going? Leaving me?
You are going around.
Be satisfied. Again we. You should all bless me that I will be able to explain these things, not overpowered by headache or anything. I think I have received your letter back, that letter. I am thinking that it is most useful and helpful and so much upakari, benefit for ISKCON members who are some qualified. If you will not publish, then all will be. And you have done so much labor for this, so it should not go in vain. Anyhow, exercise should be. I think there will be no problem for money or anything. Anyone can give it. I can also tell anyone if I have not. So, if they want any application or anything, that can be also done. And if it is not benefit for its own devotee, then let it remain. But I think it is very precious thing. It has not written anywhere else. They will not found it. You should manage, or you should think how it can be done. There will be so much, all the school members. It will be very neat. What I have told today, it is not written anywhere. But it is all true to best.